Hello friends, welcome to V-School once again. We are on chapter 5. Up till now, in the previous chapters, we have seen about the basics of investing. We have seen about different types of shares. We have also got convinced that investment in shares can be for everyone. And in the previous chapter, we saw the different reasons for investing in shares. Now the point comes, okay, if one wants to invest in shares, how much of the money from one has should be invested? That is the quantum of investment. How to decide on the quantum of investment? Should one invest the entire money at one's disposal in the shares? And the second question comes, how much return should one expect? Now, when I'm talking about how much returns, a conservative investor might want at least a 10% return. A speculative investor may aim for, say, about 25% return. A high risk taker like a gambler may want a return more than 35%. So these aspects we are going to understand in this chapter related with investing in shares in our chapter 5. The learning objectives of this chapter is to guide one on two basic aspects of investing in shares. Number one, to decide on the quantum of investment in shares. And number two, what type of shares should be selected for getting the desired return. Once you decide to invest in shares, it is important that you need to determine how much of your earnings should you invest in shares. The kind of shares that should pay based on your return requirements. The decision made on this would form the basis of investment strategy that you as an individual investor would implement. So how much of your earnings should you invest in shares? There is no direct answer to this. It is important that the funds you set aside to buy the shares are that which are available after you have met your needs. That is the reason there is no specific answer. It purely depends upon your needs and obviously on the income that you have created. An individual would ensure that there is money saved away or kept away for one's daily needs and for emergencies, and the thing that is left out can be decided for investing in shares or any other asset class. Only that which is left over after meeting the daily needs and the emergencies could be invested in shares. And one has to keep that in mind. Should that entire thing be invested in shares or could be diversified into another asset class purely on the basis of his financial planning? Now let us consider a case study on Satish Kohli. Satish Kohli is a salaried employee. He receives rupees 37,000 every month after deductions. That are the normal deductions that happens from his salary. So he has disposable income of rupees 37,000 every month. However, he has to spend rupees 12,000 on food, rupees 4,000 on society payables, rupees 3,000 on children's education, and rupees 500 on life insurance, and rupees say around 12,500 on household expenses, which could include electricity, telephone, clothing, etc. So in all, after deducting the expenses from his take home income, he is left with rupees 5,000. So the question in his mind could be, of this, how much should he invest in shares? Now, he could use the entire amount or a portion. Just like I said, it will purely depend upon his financial plan, his age, and the goals for which he is trying to invest. However, his entire capital might get wiped out in case of large losses. And hence, Satish Kohli should not be short-sighted to use the entire disposable income to purchase the shares. Instead, some money should be kept away for one's daily need and for emergencies. Only that which is left over could be invested in shares. Now, once we have established this basic rule on the quantum of investment, the primary focus is on meeting the expenses and keeping away some money for daily needs and exigencies. Only the leftover could be thought for investing in shares. The next important point is, what kind of shares should an investor buy? The shares that you purchase must depend entirely on the risk level. Some investors might not want to take a risk at all. They want their capital protection and over and above that, a small sort of income to be generated, specifically the conservative investors. Some may be high risk takers like the gamblers. They would definitely like high risk, high returns and would like to invest in volatile shares. So if you are prepared to gamble your entire savings and your capacities to take risk is extremely high, then the shares that you would purchase could be in high risk shares which are extremely volatile. However, if you are concerned about the erosion of capital and wouldn't like to take unnecessary risk, then it would be wise to purchase safe shares. So the decision is entirely yours based on the objectives you want to meet. Whether you want to take risk, whether you want to take no risk, whether you want to take moderate risk, whether you want to take higher risk. Based on that, the kind of shares and the returns will obviously depend upon the risk that you take. Now, we have classified the shares into two types, the safe shares and the risky shares. What are safe shares? The shares which do not appreciate or depreciate widely and pay reasonable dividends are called as safe shares. So, they are steady in the market. At the same time, they continue to pay a reasonable dividend, which may not be as high as some of the dividends that are paid on risky shares. However, risk and returns go hand in hand. The higher the risk, the higher the returns. So within the safe shares also, if they have some sort of risk, their returns would be more than those shares where risk is less. Now the question arises, is the risk taken by the gamblers only? I said in the previous slide, even in safe shares, there could be some sort of risk. However, level-headed, careful people also take risk, do take gambles, but these gambles are with calculations. They are with careful considerations. They are with proper research. Generally, when we talk about gamblers, they are totally investing without thinking. They just do it and after that think. However, these people think before and then do the investments. That is why we say level-headed, careful people. They also take risk. One should always remember, if one is to be successful investing in shares, one should never act in impulse. One has to take an informed decision. As Jean Paul Getty once said, do not buy the shares of a company until you know all about it. And this is very, very important. When you are investing in shares, you become the owner of the company. So you should know what type of company you are seeking ownership in. If you don't look at that aspect, then your money invested can go any way. And hence, though risk is taken by even a common investor, the risk is based on calculation, consideration, as well as research. Now, when we talk about returns that are expected from different types of investors, an ultra-conservative investor may seek a 10% return. A cautious and conservative investor may seek 12%. A conservative investor may seek about 15%. These are just a ballpark figures. This is not an exact expectation, but if we have to categorize, we are just taking this as an example. A careful investor may want 20%, a speculative investor may seek 25%, and a daredevil investor may seek about 30%, and a sheer gambler may want 35% or more. So different types of investors have different types of expectations, but based on that, they also need to do a research consideration on the companies in which they are investing, whether such companies are indeed going to provide them. You cannot simply invest and expect the returns you are seeking. It needs to be researched, monitored, and if need be, you may have to switch to other companies which could meet your expectations. So how much return should one aspire? One should bear in mind the kind of return one is aspiring for becoming one good investor, because one's portfolio will depend upon that entirety. A portfolio never has only one share, only one type of share, only share in one sector, but it has a group of shares which are spread across the sectors of the economy, which will build up a bouquet which could meet his needs in terms of regular returns, which could give him a capital appreciation for meeting his needs based on the goals he has made. The first thing the investor should do is to define one's priorities. Is the capital appreciation, safety, or income is his priority? Once the priority is decided, the entire strategy will have to be based on this. So that is the only answer on decision to make an investment. What is the priority of the investor? Is it capital appreciation? Is it safety? Or is it income? Or it is all together? The conservative investor usually purchases a share, holds it for a period. Their emphasis is on safeguarding the capital and avoidance of losses. The speculator is keen on profits and short-term gains. They does not mind taking chances. However, a blend between a conservative and a speculator can yield very satisfactory results. To get this, one must know which shares to purchase, which companies to look at, and it is important to screen shares which will meet the goals of a conservative investor as well as a speculative investor. Only then we can say it's a blend between the two. And one has to know a caution for investors in shares. Purchase of shares without a well-defined strategy can be likened to a charging bull in a China shop. It can backfire anytime, and the results can only be catastrophic. So one cannot blindly invest in shares. One has to have a properly defined strategy which is based on priorities. So friends, this is a very, very important chapter as to what is the quantum of money that needs to be invested, what the returns are to be expected on the investments made in shares. So when we conclude, the conclusion will be set your priorities, decide on the investment goals, whether it is capital appreciation, safety, or income, and then determine the choice of shares which are aligned with the investment goals, with your financial plans, and the timelines on which you would be requiring the regular returns or some substantial amount to meet your goals. Thank you.